on the Hill. Who will be speaker next? John Boehner will. The Democrats had no cohesive plan. So we brought back the party who was there when this mess began.
I'm John Boehner. I'll be your new speaker. I'll arrest those nasty WikiLeakers. The followers of me don't drink Kool-Aid, only tea. The results that you all saw election night gave power to the loonies of the We prefer our ice hockey teams with no left wing. And left-handers should never pitch a game. I am not a cold-hearted kind of guy. If you say I'm insensitive, I'll cry. My appeal is that I am quite orange. I just realized nothing rhymes with orange. So now I'll tell the truth. I don't use a tanning booth to look like steak that's overcooked a tad. The fact is that I'm really Snooki's dad.
Now the second nominee for Best Party believes... Well, I'll let them tell you because I have no idea.
Well, we members of the Tea Party, you're sick of all the taxes we pay now.
Pay now, taxes we pay.
So we're throwing lots of rallies with our misspelled signs on display now.
Display now, signs on display.
Seems the liberals have been spending all our cash like it's an endless buffet now.
Pay now, endless buffet.
And we'll have fun. Americans will back us cause the government can't get any fatter.
Fatter, get any fat.
And for dinner we'll serve anger baby skewered on a nice silver platter.
Platter, nice silver platter.
Got our leader Sarah Palin cause the Tea Party should have a Mad Hatter.
Hatter, have a Mad Hatter.
And we'll have fun, fun, fun putting slogans on our t-shirts today.
Fun, fun, fun putting slogans on our t-shirts.
We're headed to D.C., can't you see that we must be respected?
Respected, give us respect.
We won't drive on roads they funded with the stimulus or tax we collected.
Collected, tax we collect.
And we're suspicious cause the road into D.C. is also pointing toward Mecca.
Mecca, pointing toward Mecca.
And we'll have fun, 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 giving teetotal new meaning. Guns, 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 now the house has had a cleaning. Fun, 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 till we take over the U.S. of A.
Now, to tell you a little more about the third nominee for Best Party, please welcome President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama. And I hope that you all are having a safe holiday season. As you know, this world is a dangerous place. Of course, I'm referring to the threat posed by pickup basketball games. Now, partly due to the economy, and partly due to some controversial comments I may or may not have made about the proposed building of a mosque at the White House, my poll numbers have been slipping lately, and many Democrats feel that this hurt us in the midterm elections. So, in an effort to reach out to many more Americans, I have contacted our nation's number one commercial endorser for some helpful hints. Here goes.
Good evening, ladies. Look at the GOP, back to me, back to the GOP. Now back to me. Sadly enough, they aren't me, but if they stopped using partisan tactics and switched to Obama Spice body wash, they would smell like me. What's in your hand? Back at me. It's a financial reform bill giving you 20 more weeks of unemployment benefits. Look again. The financial reform bill has just turned into an evening of me listening intently to your every word while I clean the house and cook you a gourmet dinner in the dream kitchen that I made with my own two hands. So, ladies, does the GOP smell like an Obama Spice Man? You tell me.
Thank you. Thank you. And now I would like to bring out a special guest. Please welcome Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Mr. President, it's a delight to see you again. You know, I don't think I ever got a chance to apologize for not inviting you to Chelsea's wedding. We wanted you there, but unfortunately, the Secret Service did insist that all guests provide a birth certificate, so...
It's quite all right. But, Hillary, I'm hoping that this WikiLeaks scandal hasn't proven to be a difficult position for you.
That reminds me, just a second. Speaking of difficult positions, I need to deny any leaks that contain pictures of me, a double-jointed Cirque du Soleil performer, and Willie Nelson's tour bus. Those pictures were blurry. They could have been anybody. Besides, I kept my face out of the picture, so it's good times.
Well, Bill, I'm glad you're here. I'm hoping that you can clearly show the compromise and the tax bill to the American people.
Well, Mr. President, I'd be happy to explain things about Republicans and give long speeches about it while you go off to Christmas parties. Besides, things are difficult now with Republicans. They're different. Back when I was president, there were only two types of Republicans. There were white guys who liked to set things straight on crossfire, and there were guys dressed in white who are straight and like setting crosses on fire.
Listen here, Obama, you've got to start to fight. You're old enough to know the workings of the right. Listen here, Obama, you've got to make a deal. I could go to strip clubs and talk to Michael Steele.
In the Senate, they just have one way to stop Senate biz.
They could all filibuster.
That sounds more fun than it is. When they give you a sign that they want to waste time, make them stop, make them stop. It's the right wing striking again. Right wing striking again and again.
Here is what you do then. In the middle of the road, that is where you want to stay.
But if I'm drilling for oil,
you only drill halfway.
If conservatives taunt you about a bridge's high cost,
but if the river's too wide,
just go halfway across.
Even though I knew the left was no fan, I sent more troops to that Afghani war.
Send a Barbara
to Afghanistan, only send them as far as the Jersey Shore.
Move a little to the right, sometimes compromise is fine.
It's like kissing your sister, you better stay away from mine. But now I'm asking for something, if that will be alright. Send Hillary somewhere so I can sneak out of sight
in the middle of the night.
Thank you.
And now the hottest governor ever to run the coldest state, Sarah Palin.
Oh, hello, America. And hello to the great state of Washington, D.C. Now, I'm Sarah Palin, and as you may know, many, many people are encouraging me to run for president on the Tea Party ticket in 012. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Of course, most of those folks are Democrats. But that's okay, because I know they appreciate my foreign policy experience. Like, for example, did you know I have spent time in the Mideast? Oh, yeah, that's right. I campaigned for Christine O'Donnell in Delaware. Oh, yeah, and I'm a real expert on our relationship with our friends and allies over there in West Korea. Hey, and not only that, I have met Dick Cheney's daughter, and she's a Lebanese. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Well, you might have heard about my daughter, Bristol. Yeah, she was on that Dancing with the Stars there. And you know, she caught a lot of flack for not being the best dancer. But I told her right from the beginning, I says, honey, now, you go out there and do your best, but if you don't like it, well, halfway through, you can always quit. Oh, yeah. Now, if you're thinking that I'm spending every day back home in Alaska baking whale blubber brownies, well, you'd be right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I got my own reality TV show on TLC. Can you believe it? Me in reality. So, without fear of refutation, I would like to perform a very short promo for my new TV show. Tune into my show on TLC. You will see Alaska's majesty. You're so close to eagles, you can almost taste them. And tonight for dinner, so will we. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Get out of my way in a hurry. I will take you out if you're furry. You'll be singed on top. Stay out of my way if you're gooses. Some things just start flowing my juices. I will get those uppity mooses and they'll go kerplop. On Glenn Beck's TV show I'll go. I'll show I still got it. I won't go on Wolf Blitzer show. Last time I saw a wolf, well, I shot it. See my TV show, it's top notch now. It's a show the whole world will watch now. Though it's not yet carried in Moscow, those folks shouldn't grouse. If the Russians want to watch me, they can watch from their house.
We interrupt this Capital Steps radio show for word from Toyota. Please forgive my English, is not too good. We are doing everything we can to make our cars quickly accelerating. Problems go away. We cannot brake. our customers' trust when it means so much to us. So we are experiencing a huge crash course on how to regain your confidence. And of course, we're always standing behind our cars. We're not stupid. And now I would like to bring out other Japanese auto executives to help me sing song, please.
Well, since we are alarmed that our safety issues were found out, the future of Japanese automakers could be in doubt.
But now we know for sure your ways are not so poor.
You gotta help us, Honda, get our pedal off of the floor.
Bow, 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 bow. Help me, Honda, help, help me, Honda. Hey, Suzu, we wanna schmooze you.
Help me, Mazda, help, help me, Mazda.
Yeah, Mitsubishi, give me a strategy.
Help Toyota, please help Toyota.
Subaru, we can't live without you.
Help me, Honda, yeah.
Or we gonna be poor. You know, I have to tell you guys, I dropped by the Honda factory on the way over here. They're not doing any better than we are. I mean, they got airbags popping out like Janet Jackson at a Super Bowl halftime over there.
Well, maybe we should combine our products with the American ones.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, we could put our products with theirs.
Yeah, we could take the Ford Edge and the Toyota Tercel and create the Edsel.
Ah, Edsel.
Or we could take the Honda CR-V and the Mercury Comet and form the CR Vomit.
How about the Nissan Titan with the Cadillac? We call it the Titanic.
See, these are all great ideas, but maybe we should do what the American manufacturers did a long time ago.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, huh?
Bow, 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 bow.
$200 billion.
Must have delivery by day after tomorrow.
Initial rate of 0%, good for the first 10 minutes, followed by 10% over prime for the balance of the life of the loan. Your right leg and firstborn child due at delivery.
Help us, Congress, please.
Like you did the big three.
Welcome back to this Capital Steps Year in Review. Now, I hope your 2010 was great, but there were some people who found themselves unexpectedly single and looking for love. Let's bring one out now. What's your name?
I'm Al Gore.
Well, hi there, Al. I understand that your 2010, well, it found you separated, didn't it? Now, tell the audience a little bit about how you've been trying to find love.
I've been looking for love on the internet, which I invented.
Okay, Mr. Gore. Well, can you tell everyone about your employment history?
Yes, I was Vice President of the United States, and I was a good one, too. Although the bar wasn't set very high. The guy before me spelled potato with an E, and the guy after me shot his friend in the face.
Other than being vice president, any other accomplishments?
Yes, I won an election to be president of the United States. Didn't get to be the president, though. But since then, I have won an Oscar, a Grammy, and a Nobel Prize. And I've won a few extra pounds. That is an inconvenient truth.
So, ladies, is there anyone out there who can give some love to an unemployed man with an, well, an inconvenient girth? Send an email to BigAl@EcoStud.com. Thanks for coming by, Al Gore!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And as you know, I've been asked not to talk to the public, so here I am. Now, recently we passed some historic health care legislation. FDR had the New Deal. Harry Truman had the Fair Deal. And Biden and Obama have the big effing deal. All right, yeah. As you know, a little while ago, we also passed a stimulus package that was based on the great ideas of FDR, who came up with a public works program after appearing on TV with Abe Lincoln. As you know, recently, we've been having a little bit of a setback here with the Democratic Party, mainly because we haven't been able to convince you about how great we really are. And we think we've figured out why that is. We found a couple of culprits who we feel are responsible. Please welcome my favorite lame duck speaker, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, Nancy's been into the mushrooms again. All right. Also, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Oh, dear God, help us. And they're going to lend their charismatic personalities to a little song I put together. Because of President Obama, we had a slight setback. We passed a stimulating package, and then we got attacked.
And then you saw us return to spenders. Liberals ruled.
Gave out condoms in preschool.
Special earmarks we would not kill. The economy is picking up speed, cause it's going straight downhill, yeah.
To help our biofuel production, our programs, they were wide. Like energy from liposuction from Kirstie Alley's thighs.
We're talking about it. Return to spenders. We'll pay your rent.
If you are a gay immigrant.
We're gonna spend till we get a trillion more in debt, but just to allay a fear, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 5, 7, 10, 12 years.
And then we're gonna return to splendor
with our brand new
spending push.
And if it fails, we'll
just keep blaming
all our problems
on George Bush.
And now to talk about the Oprah selection for favorite book written by a former president, please welcome George W. Bush!
My fellow Americans, it is I, George W. Bush, and I've been making the rounds promoting my book. It's my memoirs. It's called Decision Points. It's about my time as the decider and my time as the pointer. And while I'm promoting the book, I've been talking about things that you won't find in the book, like my thought process. And when it came to the book, you know, how should I write it? Should I use the red crayon or the blue crayon? But I'm happy to announce my book is now in its third printing. I guess maybe the first two were blurry or something. But in the book, I talk about, what I think about, like my legacy. You know, how am I going to be remembered? All the great leaders of history are remembered for something very specific, and I want to be one of those leaders. You know, like Ronald Reagan, Morning in America. Franklin Roosevelt, Jobs. Richard Nixon, going to China. But with me, you got all three. Every morning in America, Jobs going to China. But I hope that you will read the book. I talk about all my 8 terms as president and how I... a lot of times when people didn't like what I did, there were a lot of critics... They said mean things. Some people took it back and they said, "Mr. President, I'm sorry, no offense intended." And I'd say, "Hey, it's okay. No offense comprehended." But I'd like to share a little bit of my book with you. Writing it for me was a time for refraction. And I hope when you read it, it'll help clear up a lot of misconceptions. Memoirs of my days in the White House. How'd I reach my decisions? All my secrets I'll tell. Like the nickname I gave to Putin was Pooty Toot. After lunch at Taco Bell. Insights of my days as decider. I'll take you through the White House on a scratch and sniff tour. There's a chapter where Cheney teaches me to pronounce nuclear, not nuclear. Though Bill Clinton was paid more, my story has a moral. Folks weren't smitten since mine was written, and his was mostly oral. Read me, it's so easy to read me. It's got really big font size, and it comes in 3D. If you read me, you'll understand George W.B. But who will read it to me? America. Now I've been told to announce that the radio stations are going to take a 30-second break to do their station indemnification.
You know how they say a goldfish never knows it's swimming because it's surrounded by water? Well, who cares about goldfish? I'm watching TV show clips on my phone. It's an all-media, all-the-time show this week with FaceTube and TwitBook and all that stuff that kids are so into nowadays. I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturday morning at 10 and Sunday afternoon at 3 on AM 580.
We now return to the Capital Steps radio program, already in progress.
On a dark desert highway, staying just out of sight, just like White House crashers, I don't have an invite. Up ahead in the distance, just past the cactus and sage, I know I could find a brand new job, and I'll make minimum wage. Walking inside the border, a million stars out tonight, and I was thinking to myself, this place is heaven if you were just white. Then I saw a big searchlight, it was heading my way. I was spotted by a border guard, and then I heard him say,
welcome to the state of Arizona. Have your papers, please, or you'll have to leave. There isn't much room in the state of Arizona if you're darker than George Hamilton.
So would you stop Obama? Say his race isn't pure.
Last week I stopped someone named Sonia Sotomayor.
Let me check my pockets. I belong here, of course. I will show you my proof now if you will show me yours. Welcome to my homeland. I was born here. Oh, yes, we've been here.
I can see it's clear.
5,000 years. I'm Navajo. We own this land you're on here. We fought illegal.
equals two since 1492.
Good evening, America. I am Tony Hayward of British Petroleum. Now, as you may know, I was one of the more controversial figures of 2010. All because we seem to have had the teeniest of kerfuffles in our attempts to extract petrol from your Gulf. And of course, being Americans with your faulty understanding of the term football and your embarrassingly straight teeth, you immediately leapt to a bunch of conclusions. And some of you even think that I should no longer be allowed to take weekend cruises on my 52-foot yacht, which I would point out is the smallest of my vessels, normally reserved only for ferrying crumpets and scones to my larger boat, so that my staff can have a snack before they come to my even larger boat and wait on me. So we have all suffered. But enough of this buggering about the roundabout or driving on the wrong side of the road, as you Yanks are wont to do. I'm here tonight to share some smashing news. Well, first, after several months, we have managed to contain the spill to the planet Earth. So you're welcome. Secondly, this disaster has led to the discovery of a natural resource apparently capable of absorbing many, many times its own weight in petrol directly from the seawater. I am, of course, referring to the brown pelican. And finally, no, please, it's already brown, eh? Now, I'm sure Americans have long forgotten about me. Lord knows I have long forgotten about you. But I must say I am grateful about a controversy that came along in the fall and just knocked me right off the front pages, eh? So what say we hear a bit of a song about that,
eh? Start spreading our views. We're planning to stay and build a brand new mosque in it, New York, New York. Exploding our shoes is really passé. We'll put a lunch kiosk in it, no pork, no pork. Why don't you come up to the city that never sleeps? 'Cause when you're real sleep deprived, barely alive, we don't seem like creeps. Hey, wait, here's some news. Our plans are delayed, but it's not 'cause opponents say, not in New York. Got my limitations, and those things gross me out. And so we're through New York, New York.
I'm a private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. My last name is Bissell, so my friends call me Huge Imbecile. The economy had hit me pretty hard. I was working less than a West Virginia tooth fairy. Job leads were colder than Ann Coulter stamping passports down on the Mexican border. I was exhausted when I got home that night. I fell on the couch like a Letterman staffer looking for a raise. That's when the phone rang. It was an assignment for me. Somebody wanted me to check into what had really happened with that Chilean mining collapse. Seems that the miners were all out now and anxious to have their stories told. In fact, I hadn't seen that many miners paraded in front of a microphone since the last trial of Roman Polanski. And the crowd gets ugly. It was 1100 hours. I had to catch a flight at 1300 hours. That left me barely 200 hours to shower and shave. When I got there, first thing I needed to do was interview the people that had actually been present when the miners emerged onto the surface. That way I could get an idea of what it was like to be in a crowd of fearful, irritable people that hadn't bathed in 69 days. Turns out it was much like being in France. Next, I needed to talk to the miners themselves. The first miner I spoke to turned out to have been the oldest of the trapped miners. He had actually been working in the mine several years past the point he could have retired. Sort of the Brett Favre of Chilean mining. Yeah, without the creepy phone messages. The next miner I talked to said he had had a wife and a mistress waiting for him on the surface. He was the last miner to emerge at his own request. One thing I wanted to know. What was it like to be down in that mine? One of the miners tried to put it in perspective for me. He said it was hot. It was hotter than the inside thighs of Rush Limbaugh's corduroys after a brisk walk. Then he showed me some pictures, and he was right. I hadn't seen that many sweaty, half-naked men crammed into a small space since my high school gym class. And I was homeschooled. Well, I guess technically I had enough information, and so I headed back home. But one thing still nagged at me. What had it actually been like to be trapped in that mine? What was it like to be trapped with no possibility of escape, sweltering in the heat with nothing to eat? And then I hopped on my Southwest flight home. And suddenly, I understood.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. Thank you. Now, I know 2010 was a year of heightened concern in the airline industry. Many of you were concerned about explosives found on a cargo plane from Yemen. And of course, this followed already heightened concern regarding an attempted bombing aboard a plane headed for Detroit last Christmas Day, 2009. Well, let me just remind each and every one of you that your government is very good at anticipating these kinds of events after they occur. For example, after the shoe bomber, your airport security policy was changed to include removing your shoes. After the attempt with liquids, the policy was changed again to allow only 3 ounces. So now, in response to last Christmas Day's event, I'm here tonight to announce the following changes. Now, first of all, because the bomber was sitting in seat 19F. We are removing seat 19F from all aircraft. Now, because the bomber hid explosives in his underwear, we are forbidding underwear. And there will no longer be the onboard channel which shows the flight path of the plane. We will give no indication whatsoever where a flight is headed. From now on, you will simply board a plane and take your chances. Now, luckily, the terrorists will be just as confused as you are. And folks, we are also instituting some new airport scanning devices. Now, the bad news is, from now on, all passengers will have to pass through metal detectors completely naked. Now, the good news is that this will be considered an MRI under Obamacare. So, of course, there will be the $15 copay. Lastly, ladies and gentlemen, we will do our best to recognize and identify potential threats. Now, we're not going to profile per se, but we will pick up on subtle, tiny clues. Excuse me. Has anyone unknown to you given you anything to carry on this flight?
Unknown?
No, we knew him.
Okay. My work here is done.
Huh. Well, she seemed like a nice man.
Yeah.
Strangers on your flight might cause a scare. Well, it is just not right. They seized my hair gel. We could yell jihad before your flight is through. Hear the liberals say you can't profile them. We'll pass TSA with just a smile then, as they stop some nuns and let them all get nude. Strangers on your flight, are you concerned that we're a danger to your flight?
Hey, Acme, do you think my new explosive rig makes my butt look big?
Oh, well, honestly, your derriere looks smoking in that underwear. When every single flight that you must travel, be prepared to fight should things unravel. Where did we fly from? You'll hear it when we hum. Dubai, Dubai, do. Do, 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 Dubai.
Dubai, Dubai, do is where we flew by. Hey, Acme, what will happen to us now?
Though I lit a bomb and I burned my tukus, that is not the charge on which they'll book us.
Now we're facing life
for smoking on a flight.
For this next song, well, let's just say there's one reason someone in the Capitol steps won't miss 2010.
Every April it's taxes, in November it's ballots. Every time you go banking, a new form appears. And the way that it's heading, I'm gonna start shredding. 'Cause the form that I'm dreading comes every 10 years. You fill out your census with a black or blue ink pen, and you must return it in 8 to 10 days. But soon they start asking, are you native Alaskan? And what's this last question? Do I habla English? If you are Kuwaiti, check the box on page 80.
if you're Guatemalan. Go back to page 3, but try as I might, I can't find one for white guys. Oh, wait, here I found it. I'm a minority.
Ladies and gentlemen, right at the end of the year, Capitol staffs like to make a little list, check it twice, so we can see who's been naughty or nice. And that's kind of cliche, isn't it? Let's try that again. Jadies and Lentilman. Yite at the end of the rear. The Capitol caps like to lake a little mist and tech it twice. So see can we who's been, well, naughty or nice. That wasn't Dirk, but you pet the gixure. Just whip your flirts, it'll make more sense. All right. Well, JD's and Lentilman, new hose. Who's been in Trig Bubble here in Tenty Twin, See, the way it's always worked here in the good old AS of U, JD's and Lentilman, is this. Generally, the Kremenats will mess up and the Perublicans will throw a party. Next time, the Perublicans screw up and the Kremenats throw a party. It's what we call the poo-tardy system. But now the poo-tardy system is in Trig Bubble. Because now along with the poo-tardies, we have the pee-tardy. How do you fit the pee-tardy into the poo-tardies? It is tarred to hell. You know, I hope the pee-tardy gets into some skittiest handle soon. Mostly because I like saying pee-tardy from the stage. But also, it'll probably involve my favorite politician these days. Of course, I'm talking about parasailing. Gotta love parasailing. Gotta love her husband. Good old pod railing. Gotta love her 5 kettle lids. Piper pillow, pistol pack, and pig. And heck, when we met Pistol, she even had an un in the buffin. Now, come on. Come on, nothing says nothing like an un in the bubbin. The pee-tardiers are trying. You might remember in our most recent erection. They ran Distine O'Connell up in Welladare. She widened in. It's tough when you begin as a bitch. And then you run against Bastermation. That is always going to come back and punt you in the holes. Now, of course, there's a scorted sandal in the department of date. Licky Weeks. Licky Weeks has poor Clillery Hinton glopping all over the hobe, feeking sorgiveness from Lauren Feeders. And frankly, they probably don't hide it in their farts. I think she should say luff tuck. You know, Strix and Bones may break my stones, but herds will never wear to me. Jadies and Lentilman, you know, these are tough rhymes. And it'd be really easy for us to do a lot of wouting and pining. But you know what? Nappy you here to everyone, because we still live in the Frand of the Lee and the Brome of the Have, where cheggers can be boozers and everyone is free to lick their own Peter. Yaitha!
Attention, maggots! As you may be aware, Congress has voted to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. and allow the homosexual to serve openly in our armed forces. That means you good old boys are on notice. Discrimination will no longer be tolerated. Because we here in the military believe, first and foremost, in protecting our privates. First recruit, fall in! Fighting in Afghanistan, fearless men, both buff and tan. He could kick your butt today.
We're the men of the Queen Beret.
Brave young men now fill our ranks. They decorate and paint the tanks.
Join the Navy, there's no way. Can't wear white past Labor Day.
Women now have heard the news. New recruits get sensible shoes. Lesbians with guns take aim.
Melissa Etheridge is our name.
From Iraq to Khyber Pass, you can bet I'll watch your ass. The enemy now runs away. Our battle cries, YMCA! We are fierce in battle too.
Just like Rosie on the View.
For our slogan we will sing,
we're behind you all the way.
Men and women round the globe, battling not just homophobes. Fight and die for the USA,
where they can't wed.
Just cause we're gay. Jazz!
This Capital Steps radio show is taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport with thanks to Mike Tilford and the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers who prefer to remain anonymous were Jenny Corbett, Corey Harris, Mike Tilford, Dolores Williams, Jamie Zimmerall, and me, Kevin Corbett, all accompanied by five-time Dancing with the Stars contestant, Lenny Williams! We'd like to thank our sound engineer, Jim Smith, road crew, Greg Hammond, John Simler, and Paul Tumpros, and Press Secretary General Bill Hurd. The Capital Steps latest CD is called Liberal Shop of Horrors. Check out our website for information on this and all the Capital Steps CDs. Just go to capitalsteps.com for all the details. We're looking for friends on Facebook. And if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Reagan Building. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year!
On December 31st, WILL will be halfway through the fundraising year, and ideally we should have about half our membership goal in the bank, $800,000. That's a significant gap to make up. You can make a difference and qualify for a tax deduction if you make a contribution by December 31st. Please support the programs you enjoy. Give online at willpledge.org, and thanks.
WILL programs are made possible by Amber Glenn Alzheimer's Special Care Center in Urbana. Amber Glenn incorporates residents' past routines and interests into their daily lives, engaging residents in choices and daily living patterns. More information is available at 384-0100.
Showers and a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably mild temperatures around 60 degrees, breezy wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, showers and a chance of thunderstorms and a chance of showers after midnight. Colder, the low around 32 degrees, winds up to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, much colder, the high around 35 degrees, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Colder and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 16. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch that will be in effect until 3 o'clock.